Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com and My Michigan Podcast. Keelan Starr, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for joining me. How did you first get into, let everyone know where you're from.
So I'm from the Metro Detroit area. I'm actually from Downriver. I grew up in Trenton. I'm currently in Wyandotte, but yeah, I've always lived in the Metro Detroit area.
And my cousin lives down that way. She lives in Allen Park, but she was from,
She lived in
Trenton for a little bit, and my aunt and uncle lived down that way as well.
Yeah, that's where I graduated from, was Trenton. I lived there for most of my life.
How did you first get into country music?
Mostly my parents, and my grandma and grandpa on my dad's side were from Kentucky. So they had a lot of old, like, Hank Williams and George Strait and things like that, like, it old cassette tapes and Dwight Yoakam, and my dad would play CDs in the car and stuff from my grandpa. So that's where it all started. A lot of Hank Williams too.
All the good country music.
Absolutely.
Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Yes. I remember I actually had really bad stage fright for a long time. I, in middle school, did the national anthem and I completely messed it up, and it was like a movie and everybody was laughing at me. And for about 10 years after that, I didn't want to do music because I had really bad stage fright. And I ended up going into Mike Carey's music store in Downriver, and actually had a bright pink guitar, a kid's guitar that I was using at the time. I wanted a real guitar because I had sold that one. I went in there, he set me up with a mic and a guitar and told me to sing a little bit, and I was put on the spot. I hadn't sang in front of anybody, barely even my parents at the time, in probably 10 years, you know, over 10 years at that point.
Yeah.
So he set me up and he told me there was an open mic, which was like right around the block from where I lived. And I sat there for about 6 months watching everybody play music, and I really wanted to do it. And then the host finally came up to me. His name's Nate Jones. He's a really great friend of mine. And he was like, so what's your deal? Like, you're always sitting here. And he eventually pulled me up to sing. And over the weeks, I started singing more and more. And then he's been doing this for a living for, I can't even tell you how long. But I asked him, I was about 19 at the time. And I said, so how do you do this? This is what I want to do. I want to perform.
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
It was really all over the place. Like I said, I was listening to old Hank Williams when my dad would play it. My mom was really into like Prince and stuff like that. I also listened to a lot of the pop divas, actually. So like Christina Aguilera and like Britney Spears, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I tell people, because I have a pretty big belting voice, is Journey. Journey was the main one where I would just listen to it over and over and practice over and over how to belt properly. And my parents probably hated me because, you know, I was 10 years old, like trying to scream, don't stop believing all the high notes. And I didn't know how to sing properly yet. But
yeah,
it was all over the place.
If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I like to say that if like Alanis Morissette, Bob Dylan, and like Bruce Springsteen had a baby, that's like my style. It's like a little bit of folk and then like also singer songwriter. And then it's got a little twang in there. So it's a little bit of everything.
That's a good mixture of Dylan and Alanis Morissette and Bruce Springsteen. That's a good mixture there. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Ooh, I think it means, you know, being a part of a music community and working hard, just hustling and making it for yourself and making friends in the music scene and uplifting others and also uplifting yourself in the journey, and just working as hard as you can and helping people out is honestly the best thing I could say. Is, you know, not only are you trying to climb, but, you know, help your friends climb too along the way.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place to play or write music?
Ooh, I've played a lot of places. I'm trying to think of like my favorite over the years. Man, that's a tough one. I remember Tin Roof was a really cool one. I would probably say Art's Pizza Meats.
Okay.
Is probably my favorite.
That's the one in, that's the one that's, isn't it in Hamtramck or something?
No, it's in Royal Oak.
Okay,
it's actually,
Royal Oak,
I think, one of the biggest, like, music festivals in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that one's always really cool because there's a ton of different music there. There's so many people. There's so many vendors. It's just a really cool experience.
How does living in Michigan influence your songwriting?
Ooh. You know, I think living near Detroit, you know, we kind of have the Detroit grit, and living in the Motor City, there's so much history with music and Motown and everything like that. So it's, you know, a lot of artists have come out of Michigan. What, Bob Seger, Madonna, I think, was from Michigan, you know, so many people from Motown. It's just, we really thrive in Detroit off of music.
Well, that's what, you know, every interview that I've done so far is, you know, whether they still living in Michigan or if they move to Nashville, but still come back to Michigan, it's neat to hear that everyone, like, everyone has all said that, hey, you know, you can definitely tell you're from Michigan because, you know, Michigan people are different than, you know, other people around, you know, and I agree with that because we're all different, you know, we're definitely a different breed of people, you know, and so it's pretty neat to be able to, you know, be able to see everyone that's from Michigan.
Yeah, I was just talking to my friend last night about that, and I was like, Detroit is literally built different. Like, when we say that, we mean it. Like, Detroit is just one of a kind. Like, there's a reason why so many artists have songs with Detroit in the title. I mean, like Kiss said, Detroit Rock City. Tyler Childers has a song just called Detroit. There's so many of them, and it's for a reason.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to be able to be from Michigan and then have all these, you know, people from outside Michigan want to be part of Michigan.
Absolutely.
Where do you usually find your inspiration for your songs?
Ooh, just in my life, really.
Yeah.
Things I'm going through, things I've been through, places I've been, people I've met, experiences that I've had. I mean, it can be literally something that happened at the grocery store 3 years ago, or a breakup, or, you know, going on a new journey, or just literally anything, really, just can give you inspiration. You could be anywhere at any time and something could just pop into your head.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Ooh, I would say my original song that I just released was my first song I ever wrote. It's How Do You Sleep at Night? And then there's another one about my brother. I haven't played it in quite a while. It's a tough subject because I did lose my brother. So that one's very sentimental to me. But those are probably the two most, like, important songs that I've written.
We'll be right back with more Keelan Starr.
So high I couldn't see nothing wrong with the flaws in your games. You used to drink too much, get too loud, pick a fight and run your mouth, and I'd have to pay the price. I need sleep at night. Out of your mouth is a lie. right. Every word coming out of your mouth is a lie. How do you sleep at night when you know things just ain't right? Every word coming out of your mouth is a lie.
Kickin' Country will be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Say big in your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew to stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your painting project has never been easier than with Zinsser Bullseye 123. It's an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer that's perfect for both interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Say big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country.
Welcome back.
New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Keelan Starr. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
You're going to have a good time. I that's all I can say, really. I like to crack jokes. I like to interact with the crowd. One of the things that I think I stand out from a lot of other people is I just, when I'm even just doing an acoustic solo gig, I ask for requests. Mm-hmm. I like being challenged and put on the spot. Or maybe somebody asked me something to sing and I haven't played it in like 5 years, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I like when people give me song suggestions and things like that. And I try and entertain and keep everybody happy with the music choices.
And just have fun with it, right?
Absolutely. That's why I said, like, you're going to have a good time regardless. So, like, if you're having a bad day and you come to a Keelan Starr show, your day's probably going to get better than it was before. You know, I say that a lot to people that, you know, people can tell when you're down or in a bad mood. Like, it will mm-hmm. show. Like, you have to make sure that you're also entertaining yourself in a way and you're still making it fun. Once you start hitting a point where it becomes mundane and it's not fun anymore, your performances are going to show that. People can read through that. So I always try and, you know, keep things light and fun and happy, because once it becomes a chore, then it's like, what are we really doing this for?
Yeah. Do you remember your first live performance?
I don't remember it, but I've been told the story so many times now that I can tell you. I went to Cedar Point with my parents when I was about 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were having like karaoke there or something. I guess the only song I knew like by heart was God Bless America. And I sang it in front of everybody. And the people that were working at Cedar Point were like, can you come back later for the 4 o'clock show to like sing again? So yeah. I guess that was like my really first performance ever.
What's been, okay, so we did your first performance. What's been your most memorable show so far?
Ooh, I would say Arts Beats and Eats was one. Oh, that was like a really big deal for me.
Yeah.
And then I think my birthday gig was a really cool one. I got to play a show in December when I had my birthday. So that was really awesome and fun.
Yeah, where'd you play that one at?
River Billy's in Gibraltar.
Okay. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
That's a tough one. I have so many artists that I love. And there's a lot of new country artists that are coming out that I really love, like Ella Langley, Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, but then there's people that I've been listening to for years, like Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley. So it's like, that's such a tough one. But if I had to choose right now, probably Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, she's a good one.
She's great.
Here's another fun question. I just love this question. And I've asked these same questions to everyone that I've interviewed. So it's not, you know, it's neat to be able to get insights and from like every different person. And so this is always a fun one I like to ask. It's a road trip snack of choice.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm a total like snack person and I like hoard drinks. Like I was just telling my boyfriend yesterday, I always have bare minimum like 3 or 4 drinks. Like I'll have like a water, a Dr. Pepper, I'll have my coffee. So I'm like a total snack person. But if I had to choose like a road trip snack, probably some like Hershey's chocolate, a box of like the extra cheddar Cheez-Its.
Yep.
And either a cherry Dr. Pepper or just a regular Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like the extra toasty Cheez-Its.
Ooh, those ones are good too.
Yeah, the extra toasty ones. And then every once in a while, I like the hot and spicy ones.
I mean, any Cheez-Its you get are pretty much going to be good.
Yeah. Okay, here's another tough one. And I'll give you my answer after you give me your answer. But favorite country song of all time?
Oh, man. Wow, that's... I hate when people ask, like, what's your favorite song? I mean, I do have a favorite song, but, oh, man.
What's your favorite song? Really, I don't necessarily, I'll give you my favorite song of all time, and I'll give you my favorite country song of all time.
Yeah, because I do have a favorite song of all time, but it's not country.
Yeah.
So that one's just like Heaven by The Cure.
Okay.
That's like my all-time favorite song. But if I had to pick the country, ooh. There's so many.
I'll give you my, while you're still trying to figure it out, I'll give you my two. All-time favorite song, I say it's the greatest song of all time, is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm. That's a great song.
And I loved that song even before I got to meet him and all that. That was just like my all-time favorite song. And then my favorite country song of all time is Garth Brooks' A Dance.
Oh, man, that is a really great one. I don't know why, but the one that keeps like popping into my head over and over is Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really, really great country song.
What's your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, all-time dream, obviously, would be like Billboard number one, being at the CMAs, you know, all that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a dream like that. I mean, I guess not everybody, but, you know, most people who do music have a dream like that.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, just really, like, promoting my... I'm going to be having my country band, the Keelan Star Country Band, is going to be working pretty soon here. And then just really marketing myself and trying to get into bigger audiences and just... you know, networking and meeting new people and maybe touring eventually. So just really like getting my name out there, I guess.
That's why I started doing this, just because I knew some local artists. I was like, you know, and they reached out to me the one time and they're like, hey, you work in radio. And I worked at another radio station for 10 years before I started working at this one now.
Oh, wow.
So I used to play their songs, you know, a little bit here and there. So then when I got to this new radio station, because the old one closed down, I got to the radio station I'm at now and I asked the owner and, you know, I was like, hey, can we do this? And he's like, absolutely. And so that's why I was like, you know, I just want to help some local artists be able to be played on the radio. You know, we're not a big station. We're locally owned.
Right.
I just trying to help people out. And that's all it is. And so, you know, that's why I do what I do. And you know.
Yeah, it's really awesome that you're giving, you know, local artists a platform. I think sometimes the music industry gets really saturated with all the apps and everything, like TikTok and all that sort of stuff. So it's good that you're making a place for the local artists.
In the old radio station, we didn't stream or nothing. So it was like if you weren't local, you couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Our new station, the one I'm at now, Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, we stream. Mm-hmm. So people can listen to it anywhere. And so that's why I was like, hey, we got a platform here that we can utilize to help local artists out. And the owner was all for it. And so it was pretty neat to be able to, you know, be able to do this and get to meet, you know, like you and everyone else that I've interviewed. It's been neat to be able to get kind of the behind the scenes and stuff with everything. Another question. What advice would you give to other local musicians just starting out?
Don't do this as a career. No, I'm totally kidding. I would say, you know, I tell a lot of people confidence is a big, big one. Always be confident. And the thing about confidence is nobody knows if it's real or fake. So even if you're faking it, just fake it till you make it. Like if you're nervous, don't show it. Just keep pushing and work really hard and, you know, support others as well. That's going to help you a lot. It's like making friends in the music industry and supporting others instead of, you know, tearing anybody down or anything like that. And just hard work, really just hustle. Hustle as much as you can. Meet as many people as you can. Network as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And just have a good time. Have fun. It's music, you know? Yeah. This is something you want to do long term. Make sure you're having a good time. And also, you know, check in with yourself too, because it's not an easy route to take. it's not an easy career. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bumps in the road. It's not like you just all of a sudden are signing autographs and taking pictures. It's a lot of hard work. And
yeah,
sometimes you have to step away and take, you know, some mental breaks and really like figure things out. But other than that, I would say, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is having fun what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
One last question. Where can fans follow you on social media and hear your music?
So I currently have TikTok. I think it's Keelan_444 on there. And then Keelan_star_music is my Instagram. And then if you want to follow my personal page, it's just Keelan Crum. And then there is a separate music page, which is Keelan Star. And that has all my music on it. And then my original song, How Do You Sleep at Night, is on pretty much every streaming platform right now. So, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
Okay. And I want to thank you, Keelan Star, for coming on and hanging out with me today. And thanks for giving me a little bit of time and getting to know who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on here. I loved all the questions. They were really great. And I had a great time answering them.
And I appreciate it. And we'll talk again hopefully soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday. We're our country legends.